Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today is Wednesday of the 27th week in ordinary time, and from the United States we hear from Sister Megan McElroy, who has a Doctor of Ministry in Preaching and comes to us from Grand Rapids, Michigan. Sister Megan's preaching is entitled, Becoming the Prayer.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke. Jesus was praying in a certain place, and when he had finished, one of his disciples said to him, Lord, teach us to pray just as John taught his disciples. He said to them, When you pray, say, Father, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Give us each day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, for we ourselves forgive everyone in debt to us, and do not subject us to the final test. The Gospel of the Lord. Lord, teach us to pray. And Jesus taught them the Our Father. What we hear from the Gospel of Luke is the shorter version than the longer Matthean version that we're more familiar with. Either way, the Our Father is a beloved prayer that has come down to us from one generation to the next. It's a prayer of comfort when we have no other words to pray. It's also a challenging prayer when we stop to think about the words. Our Father invites us to know that it is not just a Jesus and me or a God and me relationship. We are also in relationship with God in and through community. Your kingdom come, God, not mine. Give us each day our daily bread, but too often I want what I want, as well as others' daily portion. Do I consider their needs too? Forgive us our sins, for we ourselves forgive everyone in debt to us. I have to really think about this. Is it true? Or do I have a tendency to hold on to the debts, the sins, the transgressions of others, even when they're paid? But what were the disciples really asking when they asked Jesus to teach them to pray? Were they asking for words to pray? Or did they notice something in the way Jesus prayed that they wanted in their own prayer life? Maybe it's a both and. We say that prayer is to be in relationship with God. Perhaps it was Jesus' relationship with his Abba that the disciples longed to experience as well. Sometimes we race through the words of our childhood prayers, like the Our Father and the Hail Mary, that we don't take time to consider the words and what they mean. I know that's certainly true in my own life. If we take the time to linger over the words of the Lord's Prayer, we might find ourselves lingering in prayer with the one who gave them to us and to all the disciples in the first place. Isn't that the whole point of prayer? And maybe what the disciples were seeking? To linger with, to spend time with, to remain with God in order to become more of who Jesus was and is? And therein is the crux of the Lord's Prayer. We often recite it as asking God to do something. You, God, make your kingdom come. Your will, God, be done on earth as it is in heaven. You, God, give us this day our daily bread. You, God, forgive us our sins. You, God, do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from evil. When we linger with the words, though, of the prayer that Jesus gave us, we slowly realize that we have a role to play also in the fruition of this prayer. If God's kingdom is to come, then we are called to be people of justice and mercy, as our God is justice and mercy. If God's will is to be done on earth as it is in heaven, then we are called to be as obedient to God's word on earth as the angels are in heaven. If we want God to give us our daily bread, then ought we not also provide daily bread to those who have little or not enough or none at all? If we want God to forgive our sins, then it can't be because we've forgiven others. It's because we come to realize that God has already forgiven our sins, and because of that love, we are able to forgive others. If God is to lead us away from temptation, then we are called to have the discipline and desire to turn away from that which tempts us. And if God is to deliver us from evil, then we are called to trust that God is good all the time. And all the time, God is good. Then when we pray the Lord's Prayer in this way, lingering over it, we might find we are becoming the prayer that we pray.